You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Direct from the mothership market of Charlotte, North Carolina. TJ Riggins. This is the Ace and TJ in Theory podcast.
You sit a throne of lies.
It's a great line from Buddy the Elf. Buddy the Elf is talking to Santa Claus. Well, he's talking to Santa's helper in the department store. You know, you sit on a throne of lies. Over the weekend, my wife was telling me in the car about this girl that they went to college with, and she was dating a guy who was older, who was separated from his wife. But they went on vacations together. So, you know, we do it for the kids, go on vacations together, but they always stayed in separate rooms. And the girl was a couple years older than Amanda and said it was kind of her first introduction into a bunch of people telling her, look, hey, there's no way he's separated. Like, nothing adds up about this. But she refused to believe that he wasn't separated. Even the time that she went to his house, and apparently, it's a lot, you know, to be in the bedroom. Let's go in the guest room. So they hooked up in the guest room of the house, not in his actual bedroom, because it just made him uncomfortable. So they're being freshly separated.
Yeah.
That was nice of them.
You're right. So they were like, hey, he's clearly not, obviously he's not separated. Guess what? Turns out he wasn't separated. He was still married. So we asked last night on our Facebook page, what is the lie that he told you? And the key is you believed it. And now you look back on it now and realize, what was I thinking? How did I possibly believe that? What is the lie that he told you that you believed? Give you a couple of fantastic examples. A real simple one that came up a couple of times, but a lady named Holland said, I had an ex a long time ago that had pictures of him and two kids. And he said, those were his nieces and nephews. No, it turns out those were his own kids. I mean, you'd lie on your own kids.
You're a horrible person.
You're a different level of trash. What, Riggins?
Is it that bad?
I mean, yeah,
kids don't that. You lie to somebody, your own kids or your niece and nephew, just so you can hook up?
That they died or something.
Right. I mean, give me a break. It's not the worst thing in the world.
He's lying anyway.
Yeah.
So Jamie said, I dated a guy in the military. He, quote, couldn't wait to see me when he got home. Well, I passed him in Walmart while he was supposed to be in Afghanistan. And he told me it was because the bad guys took my phone.
It's a good line.
Yeah.
Damn Taliban.
Yeah. So she believed him. And they worked it out. I went out a couple times. They come to find out he had hooked up with three other girls that work at the same restaurant where she worked at the same time. They continued dating for 3 years after the Afghanistan the bad guys took my phone lie.
Give us your phone.
Yeah, then she adds at the end, I was dumb. Yeah. Why would the bad guys just take his phone?
We need an iPhone.
You don't know what them Afghanis is going to do.
Jen said, I dated a guy that, quote unquote, worked on oil rigs, and he could get called to work at any time. He said any time he'd have to go. The last phone call that I answered was from jail because he had been running drugs and was on the front page of the newspaper the next day. As you said, you know, one of those, you look back on it and go, wait, people who work on oil rigs don't have to leave at 1 o'clock in the morning regularly and all that kind of stuff. Have you ever had a guy just lie to you and you like that, Alexis, and you thought, yeah, that makes sense. And you realize later that was just stupid.
Not that I can think of, because the lies I usually was like, no, they're lying.
Yeah.
Like the iPad that he told me was brand new, but it looked like it was used from a pawn shop. So I was like, you're lying.
Yeah, she doesn't believe anything.
No.
In the beginning, she doesn't believe.
Right. I like this one. Told me he had to go out of town because his grandfather died. He actually went to Jamaica with another woman over New Year's.
It was his cousin, and it was for the funeral.
Yeah.
My grandfather was Jamaican. Yeah. Was he, Travis? Was he? Was
he? Ace and TJ.
So we asked the lie that you believed. And you realize, looking back on it, man, that was kind of dumb. But this one was just too good to not share. It doesn't quite fit, but just the lie is just that fantastic. And this lady says, keep me anonymous. Maybe not exactly what you're looking for, but I'm not positive she believed it deep down, but it's too insane of a lie not to share. My friend recently told me that when she was married to her now ex-husband, she was about 5 to 6 months pregnant. She saw a pending online charge on their banking app for a hotel while he was out one night. She drove to the hotel, waited, and confronted him and the girl he was with when they came out and got back in his car. He told her they didn't do anything, and he just went into the hotel and got a room because, quote, you know I don't like to poop in a public place. She just waited in the lobby, end quote.
Stop it.
And she believed it.
Yeah, you know I don't like to poop in a public place. She waited in the lobby.
Yeah, I get that.
Oh, my God.
That's the most expensive trip to the bathroom ever.
So they stayed together for another 3 years before she finally had too much and left. Surely, deep down, she didn't believe that. But being 5 to 6 months pregnant, maybe she thought, you know what, I'm just going to have to go with it. I'm just going to have to just, I can't deal with this right now. I've got too many other things that are more important.
I feel like you always know. You just decide not to believe or make excuses in your head.
That's interesting.
You know, I don't like to poop in a public place. She waited in the lobby.
I mean, yeah, that sounds like something I would say.
It 100% Riggin sounds like something you would say.
Yeah. And mean it.
And actually mean it.
Yeah, I never thought of it that way. It really does sound like something that you would say.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these are so long that they're kind of crazy. But one lady said, my ex-boyfriend told me he did contract work with the government and had to have background checks done with the FBI every 3 months. Because we were together, they would check my social media and told him I needed to delete all these people due to national security issues. He got on what appeared to be FBI websites, logged in, and pulled up backgrounds of several people I knew. And he was a part of a select group of people who could hack into anything he wanted to and did things for the government. He ended up being extremely toxic. He would hack into all my things, old texts on my phone, Facebook, even copied and pasted different texts together, accusing me of things until I noticed black marks where it was pasted together. Turns out the FBI eventually contacted her and said, hey, this guy's a hacker and we're watching him. We need your help in pulling him in. But all the time, he was lying, saying he worked for the government and she needed to remove these people from her life. So he was hacking into all of her friends' stuff to show her things that they were involved in.
To prove his story.
They said they hadn't done anything yet because he was not a threat to national security. But they said he's an extremely malignant narcissist.
Yeah, who's not nowadays?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I mean,
absolutely.
My name's Jeremy. I'm a hacker.
And malignant narcissist.
I'm a malignant narcissist. I can hack into anything.
Donna said, when I found out a girl he cheated on me with was pregnant, he swore, I've never seen that woman. And the picture in his car of the child wasn't his. That's not my picture. I don't know what that is. I called her and asked her why a picture of her son was in my husband's car, and her response was, you know why it's in your husband's car.
Oh.
And she knew that she'd been played again.
Bloop.
And that ended that. But she believed him for a while that, hey, you know, I don't know, that picture of that kid, that's not, I don't know how that got in my car. That's not mine.
I don't know who that little ugly kid is.
Game with the car.
Yeah, so apparently it's very common for men who are separated to lie about being fully divorced. That was the most common one that we got. The guys who are that said they were separated, they were still divorced and still kind of seeing the wife or trying to work it out with the wife or something like that.
Or can't afford the divorce at the moment.
Right.
Right.
Barbara said, while we were dating, he said he and his roommates were always working and couldn't pay their bills on time. That's why the phone, gas, and electricity was always cut off. And he kept asking me for money.
So wait, he said that all his roommates were always working.
Yeah, everybody's we've been working so much, we're busy. It was, she said this was pre-computer payments. They've been working so much, they haven't had a chance to pay their bills.
Oh, okay, to go pay it. I got.
So could you, like, hey, can you run pay the light bill for me? I'll give you the money back.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
We've all been gone working so much, we haven't had a chance to get there, get by and pay the light bill, or put it in the mail or whatever, however you do it. She said this was pre-computer payment. She's like, oh, sure, I'll take care of that for you. Be glad to. And it never got her money. That's a pretty good.
They played her.
Yeah, that's a pretty heavy. Good one. We haven't had a chance to get by the insurance, but can you run by and pay my car insurance real quick? No. Yeah.
Sure.
We've just been working so much.
Working so much, we haven't been able to pay our bills.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
A long time ago, we learned from Alexis the thing that made her finally break up with this guy that she'd been seeing for a long time is that he crossed the line. He had done a lot of shady things. They'd gotten to where they really didn't, they really weren't getting along with each other. She had caught him lying about some things and all that, and she kept continuing to forgive and go on with it and all until one day she came home and he had done the unthinkable. Which is, he had eaten her leftovers. And that was it. She snapped, threw him out, never to be together again.
Yep.
She's very protective and territorial over her leftovers and snacks. So you've said whenever you have guests over, they're invited guests, that you don't tell them to get whatever they want out of your kitchen or whatever, make yourselves at home. You don't offer up your snacks and things like that.
No, and I'll offer, but I'm hoping that they'll say no.
Or you go buy things for snacks to have there, but then don't go into,
correct,
you know, whatever you have set aside. And snacks are so important to her that she keeps a stash of snacks in her car. Now, I can't remember. Are they out of reach where you can't just reach over and grab them when you don't really need them, or you always need them and so they're always there for you?
There's a few that are accessible, like in the middle compartment, but there are also some hidden throughout the car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just for emergencies.
Exactly, for emergencies.
All right. So she's met this guy and they've been seeing each other. Nothing serious. Again, they're taking it slowly. Which I don't know how much longer we're going to be able to categorize it in that way. So you recognized your problem yesterday when it comes to the snacks, even with him, as good as he is to you.
Yeah, and before I get into that, let me just say my house snacks. I thought I was very proud of myself because I've been sharing my snacks with him. He'll go into the drawers and he'll get snacks, and I haven't had any type of emotional response to it. So I was like, oh, I'm growing up. I'm doing well. Yesterday, I went to go hang out with him. He had his food truck set up somewhere, so I went to go hang out with him, and he made me the most amazing sandwich. It was delicious. Got to eat whatever I wanted while I was there. So I get in my car to leave, and he needed to get a propane tank, so he got in my car for me to drive him over there. And I had just taken out, after eating my sandwich, this bag of hot Cheetos that I was munching on. So he gets in the car, and I'm getting ready to back out, and he grabs my bag of hot Cheetos and starts eating it. And I turn to him, and I'm like, don't eat my snacks! And, like, I yanked it back. And he looks at me, and he's like, you're so greedy. He's like, I just fed you. And I'm like, I know. I'm like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I said, I don't know why I just reacted like that. Like, I apologize.
I was thinking, I just fed you anything you wanted out of my truck, like full meal. And I can't have a hot Cheeto. Oh, my
goodness. But it was like that instant, like, I was like, I know. Like, I'm so sorry. I don't know why I just did that. I was like, I'm working on it.
So what did he say when you apologized?
He just looked at me like, okay. He's like, here's your snacks.
And he didn't eat any more of them?
No, because then I made him eat more because I felt bad. Yeah. I was like, no, I'm like, here, please have some more.
Man.
My goodness.
I know. That's what I get for like being proud of myself way too early.
When are you not proud of yourself? I mean, that's we hear her say that. I'm so proud of myself. I'm proud of myself for this. I'm proud of myself for that. And so does that mean that you feel differently about him than you have anybody else? Because you've never wanted to just let somebody else have access to your snacks.
Well, that's what I told him like last week. I was like, he was eating my snacks. And I said, I was like, that means a lot that I'm sharing my snacks with you and that you're allowed to go into my fridge and my drawers and all that. And I don't even have an emotional response. That means a lot. It means I really like mm-hmm. you.
And then this happens. Yeah.
And then this happens.
But, I mean, there are so many, weird ways to know, when you get the sign that they are the one.
It's huge.
How'd you know he was the one? Well, when I didn't have any type of emotional response when he went and got snacks out of my kitchen.
Yeah. It's a big deal. It's a very big deal.
I love the fact, though, that he just didn't accept it, that he fired back with, I just fed you.
Yeah, he called me greedy. Yeah. He said, you're greedy.
Good for him.
The Ace and TJ in 30 podcast.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. Having fun in the sun or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Nationally syndicated, but never duplicated.
The other night, I forgot to tell you the story I was reminded of it yesterday. The other night, I was trying to cook. Amanda had to go into the Mothership Market of Charlotte, and she was on her way home, and I had prepared dinner. Nothing fancy.
Really?
these low-fat, high-protein, essentially like a Chipotle bowl is what it was. And I had cooked them. I'm not a great cook. I'm trying to do a little bit more. And she called and said, something has happened on the interstate. And it now tells me my GPS. I'm sitting on the interstate. My GPS tells me it's 2.5 hours until I get home. And she was about 10 miles from the house. And I said, you got to be kidding. She goes, yeah, the alternate route, I'm stuck between exits and we're just not moving. It didn't come up, so I don't know what has happened, but it's really bad. She's, and we're talking, and she was, how was the food that you prepared? And I said, good, not great. And I figured out a few different things to do that the next time I do it, but I've saved yours. It's in the microwave. No problem. And then she finally made it home about 2 hours and 10 minutes later after sitting on the interstate for well over an hour, not moving at all. So she's not in the best of moods. So she decided on her way home, she was just going to DoorDash Chick-fil-A because that's what she was really in the mood for. And I said, it's good, not great. And one time that we talked, I said, if you do whatever makes you comfortable. I know you've been stuck on the interstate for a long time and it really sucks. You've had a real long day in Charlotte. Just do whatever. I'm not offended at all if you Chick-fil-A. So about the time she gets home, which is well after 8 o'clock now, she says, right at 8 o'clock, she says, they delivered my Chick-fil-A, but where did they deliver this? The picture is not our townhouse. Give me a minute. Don't worry. Relax. You're a little worked up. I'll find it. So it's a common mistake. I figured out that I think that's the one on the end. And I walked down there. They weren't home. So I went in their little gate. Food sitting by their back door. I grabbed the Chick-fil-A bag. Brought it home. Walked in the kitchen. I said, she was sitting on the couch. And I held up the bag and I said, I got it. It was down there at Cindy's house, who lives a couple doors down from us. And I opened it up to see it. I said, everything's here. And then I apparently did the unthinkable because I reached in and there was a waffle fry right on the top there, you know, because she had to order waffle fries. And I just took a fry and popped it in my mouth. And all hell broke loose in my house. Did you eat my fry? And I said, what? That's why I went and got the food. It's fry. And she went crazy. I cannot believe you would eat my. She starts crying. I was like, what is going on right now?
Oh my God.
I said, what is happening? She goes, I had to get that food because you said your food sucked. And I said, whoa. I did not say my food sucked. I said my food was good, not great. But it didn't. I wasn't offended when you got Chick-fil-A. And then I realized, there's no need to have this argument. I was like, I don't want to argue. I'm sorry I had the waffle fry. I'm going to go upstairs. Good, fine. You're just going to walk away. And now I'm left with one less fry. And I'm yelling up as I go up the stairs. It's one fry.
Oh, my God.
And I came down. I gave it a couple minutes, came down to check on her. And she was like, she was eating. She goes, hey, I'm not really sure what just happened. I'm sorry. I guess I'm just tired and I'm really hungry and I'm very frustrated because I'm on the interstate. And I guess it's like a pregnancy thing with my hormones, but I did not mean to get that crazy over one fry. And I said, apology accepted.
But a waffle fry is not like a regular fry. I mean, a waffle fry could be a big portion of the entire order.
And during the argument, this is what she said. You took the biggest one. I said, you haven't even looked in there to see them. How do you know how big they are? You don't even know what's what. I took the one on top. She's like, it was the biggest one. And I said, you have not even looked at the waffle fries. You don't know how big they are.
But yeah, that one could have been, you know, a fourth of the order.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't.
So I think she was completely justified.
It was at least
even if she weren't pregnant. I think it's just, you know, hormones or not. You don't just take a waffle fry.
I won't take one again, no matter what. No. Never again. I mean, pregnant, no pregnant. 20 years from now, I'll never take another waffle fry again without asking.
Man. How dare you?
The Ace and TJ Show 5G app is sponsored by Papa John's. Order now on our app, the Papa John's app, or papajohns.com.
I saw this story today about the AI. That stands for artificial intelligence, Riggins.
Okay.
A lot of people walking around with artificial intelligence. Acting like they're smart when they're really dumb as hell.
Yep.
That's what I call AI, the real AI. But it's a picture, like several pictures that are of a party going on. People having fun. It's kind of like an 80s style party, like classic pictures. All of it AI generated. None of these people is real. In these pictures. And the way that you can tell is because, like, in one of the pictures, there is a girl holding up a digital camera, some kind of camera, pointing it at herself. That's not one of the 80s ones, but she's holding a camera up, and she's got, like, seven fingers holding the camera. The artificial intelligence didn't, it glitched. There's another one where a girl's smiling, and she's got way more teeth than a person would have. And then one of them that is supposed to be 80s looking, a girl is holding up a Polaroid camera, turning it and making it take a selfie. Yeah. And I'm seeing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 fingers on one hand that she's holding up the camera with. And they said that that's the only way you can tell in these pictures that they're showing, is you got to look for the fingers and other body, dysmorphia, yeah, things. Yeah.
So what's the point, though? Is it people, this is supposed to, you don't have any friends, you can go to parties where everybody's AI?
That's what I think that it's leading to. Once they get these glitches figured out, then people will start putting themselves into these pictures and posting them and like, hey, I'm at the party. But it's not anybody that, you know, you could go and ask, hey, I saw you were at that party with Jim, because they don't exist. These people don't. They're just complete artistic creations of artificial intelligence.
So it's all a facade to post on their social media to make it look like they have friends when they really don't, or that they attend parties when they really don't?
That's what I'm predicting this is going to be. Right now, this is just basically, it's digital art that the person has created with artificial intelligence to make it look like real people. None of these people in these pictures is real. They've all been created through the AI. And the reason that they have the extra fingers and all, I'm not quite sure. But the AI experts are saying that as of now, that would be the only way that you can tell whether a picture is real or a complete and total creation.
Wow, your friend's got all those fingers.
Where are you going to a party?
A circus.
But think about it. What next? They're going to be able to place you in photos with people doing all kinds of things. You'd be like, that's not me. I was not there. Well, we've got photographic evidence that says you were.
Yeah, they're already doing that. And some court cases have had evidence overturned because of that.
That is terrifying.
I've seen it.
I've seen it.
Ain't it on them Law and Order.
Ace, I know you didn't hang out with Alice Cooper. That's a lie.
Take it back.
Take it down.
You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show.
I know Alexis does, but does anybody else think the dream I was telling about me? If you missed it, today I find out the sex of my child that's going to be born in June, and I had a dream last night that I called my sister and my stepmom, which I do have to do today afterwards to tell them. And I was telling them it was a girl. And it was so real, I had to stop and think, wait a minute, when I woke up. Today's Thursday, not Friday. So did that really happen? Yeah. It was a very vivid dream. And I never have that. Riggins, do you think it means anything?
It could. I mean, I don't. God works in mysterious ways.
TJ,
I don't know.
Do you think it means anything?
Yeah, it does. It means that it's on your mind so much, even though a lot of mental health professionals will now say that it doesn't, whatever you're thinking or doing before you go to bed doesn't dictate what your dreams can be. They don't have a correlation. I don't believe that. So all you've been thinking about yesterday was, I just found out, got to call my sister, got to call my, and all of that building up, I think, is what caused the dream.
Yeah, my entire day revolves around this today. Yeah. So. And we've been waiting for this day for over a month now. Tech D. Rob, what about you?
Yeah, I think it means something for sure.
Okay.
I also don't think for one second that you don't have vivid dreams all the time. As much vivid as you look at on the internet. It's an adult company.
It is.
Production company. I'm the ography.
Yeah, they're looking at vivid stuff.
So vivid again, fantasies, more than like it.
7 o'clock tonight, 7 Eastern, on our show YouTube page. It's live from the living room. Yeah. We're live from my in-laws' living room.
I hope they straighten up a little bit.
Yeah, I do too. But
things aren't strewn about.
Yeah, so we find out at 11. Everybody else will be surprised tonight. So it's my
my in-laws, my brother-in-law, and then my son's going to be there as well. And he'll find out at the same time. And he has gone on record as saying he really hopes it's not a boy at all. Because he really likes the fact that he's the only boy and that the name stops with him. So, like, he has to have a child in order for the family name to carry on. Because he's the last, you know, one with the family name, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is like House of Dragons.
Yeah, for real.
Carry on my name.
Carry on my name. My legacy.
My legacy. House Lord of the Seven Kingdoms. I got to carry on.
Shall carry on my honor.
I got to carry on my daddy's legacy.
Your grace.
Oh, my goodness.
Presenting wow. House Cannon.
He's like, he's like the name stops with me.
Yeah. Cade of House Cannon.
Is that how they say it? On
carry my banner. So we'll carry the banner.
Because that's our last name. Is it House Cannon? Is that it? Yep.
It's the LSU Tigers. They're animal.
Yeah. Yes. I like it.
It's a nutria.
Yeah. House Cannon. LSU Tigers are our animal.
Yep.
Subscribe now to Ace and TJ On Demand. Now on iTunes.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.